The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott today. Good morning. Today, Memorial Day. Well, it's Memorial Day because it's a three-day weekend. It's not the official Memorial Day, but everything seems to be shut down. As we noticed, Christina and I did as we were driving into work. There's
surprise,
nobody out
surprise.
There. Surprise, surprise. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can hear us all over the world, in your car, of course, over the air, and then on your computers, your iPhones, your podcast, all those. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Keep that number close to you because today I'm going to give out two tickets to the Taste of Reading. Those are $50 tickets. And also, I'm giving cash away. Black Bear Diner cash. Yes. Oh, Christina, as soon as I said giving cash away, Christina's head popped up going, ooh, I'm here. Yep, you are. So good morning.
Good morning.
National Day today, of course, is Memorial Day, and that's all the national days we need. Now, tomorrow, though, I understand, is National Hamburger Day.
No way.
Yeah, there's places.
What is your favorite hamburger place in town?
Well, it's a toss-up. If you're talking about kind of, okay.
Like an old-fashioned, old-school.
Oh, those.
Like true American.
Yeah, gosh. You know what? There's several places that make great hamburgers. You know, Griff Burger. That's good. The Ugly Burger. There's
Ugly Burger?
Yeah, it's called the Ugly Burger, but it's really, really good. And the, what are other places and hamburgers I like? Oh, Bartell's Giant Burger. Those are good. Those are good. Now, if you're talking chains, Linda loves In-N-Out because it's so fresh. But I'm not crazy about their french fries. But the hamburgers themselves, everything's fresh. But my favorite, really my favorite burger chain is Burger King.
Oh, yeah,
I like Burger King. And, I'm sorry, that's my secret sin.
Okay, yep. I'll go investigate the menu today.
What's your favorite?
If to be honest, in Ukraine, it's really fancy to go to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's getting that way now. Well, it's because it's expensive.
It's expensive. It's way better than here. We have kind of like more fancy burgers.
Where? Here? Or?
In Ukraine. But
in
here,
Ukraine, yeah.
Yes, but here it's kind of considered like a low-cost food.
Well, but it's getting so that I've been reading a lot of articles that now fast food that we used to think was inexpensive and all this is the prices have risen.
Of course, it's like $15 like to buy just a sandwich and
a combo.
And drink.
Yeah, I think I spent $12 the other day on a Burger King, the Whopper. And this is the small size, not the medium or large. The small size Whopper fries and a drink was $12. Yeah, I know. I've got friends that they pull through Taco Bell. He's got two grown sons. There's four men in the family, and it cost them like $85, $90 to get out of there. So,
it's better to go to the restaurant with this.
Yeah. I mean,
of course, everybody has their choice of taste.
They do. Now, I will say In-N-Out's keeping their, you can get two cheeseburgers, two orders of fries, and two drinks for $17.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. And so they're fighting it. So, okay. Well, we do have weather. Today, sunny with a high near 91. That's good because at 10 o'clock you want to be out at IGO because of the Memorial Day services. So it's not going to be too hot. Still going to be cool then. It lasts probably an hour, hour and a half at the most. An hour and a half, but usually it's a lot, you know, usually it's around an hour. Tonight was a low around 64. Now tomorrow, and Wednesday in the 88 range. Thursday it starts to heat up around 93. Friday around 97. Saturday and Sunday mid 90s. But it's going down at night to the mid 60s, and every one of those are the low 60s. So there's your respite. It goes down almost 30 degrees at night, so you can sleep, sleep a lot better, and it's not killing you with the heat yet. So weather reports are always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned, locally-owned business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It does so much for our community. They're like the secret angels that all of a sudden there's money put into funding for nonprofits all coming out of Shasta Gas Propane. They really do treat their customers as friends. I can't say enough about them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So, Memorial Day. Memorial Day is for those in uniform who gave their lives and for our country. It's not Veterans Day where, or Armistice Day where you you celebrate those who have served. Memorial Day started out as a Decoration Day. And the back in, let me see, where am I here? It started out in Decoration Day. Where during the American Civil War, when citizens placed flowers in graves of those who had been killed in battle. After World War I, it came to be observed in honor of those who died in all U.S. wars, and its name changed to Memorial Day. The holiday was established in 1868 by an organization of Union veterans at a time to decorate the graves of fallen soldiers with flowers. And it has been formally observed at Arlington since the 1860s. It became an official federal holiday. I'm sorry, my computer is just rolling through by itself without me helping it. It's originally known, as I said that, and it became an official federal holiday in 1971. And many people observe Memorial Day by going out to our national cemeteries, as we will today, and attending memorial services. There's so many of our veterans that are also buried in non-national cemeteries that are out there, and we have a young man by the name of Preston Sharp, who started years ago, gosh, over 10 years ago, putting flowers and flags. It started on his grandfather's gravesite. And then now it's grown. Well, where's Preston today? Preston has been all over the United States. He has been in front of Congress. He has been honored at the White House for observing and remembering our veterans. And this week, and from now through, I think, June 6th, he will be in France honoring our fallen American heroes. And he's there at Normandy. He's going to be at a number of different sites. So he's in France doing that. By the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities had begun holding the springtime tributes. And there's, you know, various places they say it started, but the earliest one was organized by a group of former slaves in Charleston, South Carolina, less than a month after the Confederacy surrendered in 1865. Nevertheless, in 1966, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. And they had the first celebrated the day on May 5th, 1866, was chosen because it hosted an annual event. So, Decoration Day started by General John Logan, leader of an organization of Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance later that month. The 30th of May is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. And the date of Decoration Day, as called, was chosen because it wasn't the anniversary of any particular battle. On the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and 5,000 participants decorated the graves of the 20,000 Civil War soldiers buried there. So this has been going on a long time. And one of the things is, and I know we have to take a break, is that you don't really say Happy Memorial Day because we're honoring people who died. So I think it would be it's Memorial Day, and it's time to remember those who gave their lives for our country. They never left uniform. They gave their lives for our country. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House, The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
He's still a soldier. He's put away. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, at IGO, 10 o'clock, and on the May 30th, the official day of Memorial Day, at 11 AM, we'll be out at the Veterans Grove, in, right down at Civic Auditorium. But today, 10 o'clock, out at IGO National Cemetery, they've got ceremonies going on out there, and I'd get there a little bit early so you can get parking and seats. A way of remembering. On the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar.
Good morning, Carl.
I thought you'd be taking the day off there, young lady.
No, sir, never. Not today.
Not today.
But okay. As you know, last week I had Monday off.
Yes, you did. And we missed your smiling face. Mm-hmm. Even though we don't,
it's good to be missed. I like that.
Even though we don't see your smiling face, but I kind of do.
Yeah. Pretend it's there.
It is. You know, what we'll do is send me a photo and I'll put it up on my screen so I can be, and so it'll be like you're here.
Okay, just don't throw darts at it.
No, never. Okay.
Okay.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yes, sir. Well, as you know, today, Memorial Day, I wanted to let our listeners know that there will be a national moment of silence at 3 p.m. today. Everyone is encouraged to pause in a moment of remembrance for our fallen. So even if you can't make any of the events, you can take part in the moment of silence. The Northern California Veterans Cemetery in IGO will hold their annual Memorial Day ceremony this morning at 10 a.m. This event is open to the public and located at 11800 Gas Point Road in IGO. For more information, call 530-396-2429. This afternoon at 12 o'clock, VFW Post 275 will hold their annual barbecue at the Mountain Community Center Pavilion, located at 29775 Highway 299 East in Round Mountain. The menu includes hamburgers, garden burgers, hot dogs, chili beans, homemade salads, chips, soft drinks, coffee, and water. Tickets are $10 for adults, $6 for kids 6 to 12, and under 5 are free. Waterworks Park in Reading will be open today, Memorial Day, and veterans and active military members will get in free. There are also a discount for family members. Military ID will be required for this. Waterworks Park is located at 151 North Boulder Drive in Reading. They are open today, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. More information can be found on their Facebook page. And while we are on the subject of Memorial Day events, Shasta County currently has a tribute display open to the public to view inside the Shasta County Administration Building located at 1450 Court Street in Reading. The display features dog tags representing Shasta County residents that have lost their lives in conflicts since World War I. You can still catch this display through the month of May during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, let's make it clear. It's in the Shasta County Courthouse. It's not in the, in the administrative building, not the new courthouse.
Yes, 1450 Court Street.
There you go.
Yes. The annual Shasta County Veterans Memorial Service will take place Thursday, May 30th, starting at 11 a.m. at 700 Auditorium Drive in Reading. This event is open to the public and will be outdoors on the Civic Auditorium grounds. We were all at the last event last year, Linda, Carl, myself. So if you can make it out to that event, it's a really good one to do. The Downtown to Trails Walk will also take place on Thursday, May 30th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Those looking to participate should meet at the Shasta Bike Depot, 1313 California Street in Reading. This two-mile round-trip walk will highlight downtown landmarks along with local walking and biking trails. Take a step back in time to the 1920s this Friday with Shasta Historical Society as they present their 11th annual Taste of History event starting at 5:30 p.m. and located at 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, which is the Veterans Memorial Hall. Tickets are $50 per person, and the theme is a speakeasy. Come dressed in 1920s style. The event will include catered food, drinks, games, a raffle, along with live and silent auctions and musical entertainment. For more information, check out the Shasta Historical Society on Facebook. Saturday, June 1st, look for the 73rd annual Boomtown Festival to take place at Claire Ingle Park in the city of Shasta Lake. The event will start at 9 a.m. and run to 9 p.m. Highlights include vendors, live music, food trucks, and a family carnival and health fair. For more information, visit Shasta Danbury INC on Facebook. If you haven't had a chance to check out the Glowing Wild event at Turtle Bay, it has been extended till June 2nd. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. We really enjoyed it when we checked it out earlier this month. And that is just your sample of events taking place this week. I am Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Okay. Well, Anne Marie, thank you so much. So much stuff going on, especially all of our Memorial Day messages and ceremonies that are going on.
Yes.
The one out in Igo is absolutely great. And the one down at the Civic, it's smaller, but it is also very well done.
Worth going to.
Yeah, and it's followed by a free lunch.
I have a question for you, Carl.
Sure.
Do we have 2 minutes left in this segment?
Absolutely.
You had mentioned what Memorial Day means and why we do not wish people a happy Memorial Day. And I was speaking with several people this weekend about that, and I actually very quickly penned a very short poem to explain that.
Okay.
So if you would indulge me for 2 minutes.
Oh, of course.
Memorial Day reflection. It's not about a three-day weekend, although there may be one. It's not about the sales you see, although there may be some. It's not about happy greetings or joyous in nature, although many view it as celebratory and fun. It is about the price of freedom we honor for our fallen heroes and what they've done. It is in somber reflection of the life they gave. May we never forget, not even one. That's all.
Wow.
And so that was my way of it, kind of explaining to people why it's more somber and not celebratory.
It is, yeah, and that's the thing.
Yes, sir.
And my co-host is on his way in right now, and he and I will talk about, you know, we're going to talk about Memorial Day some, but we've got other things we're going to be talking about. And I always go back to the last person I was with when and was lost in combat. And it's there's been others, of course, but the last one seemed to be I think the most touching. So, and because maybe it was because it was the last. Who knows? Anyway, thank you so much for being with us.
You are welcome. I will catch everyone next Monday.
You betcha. Okay. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank founded 17 years ago, moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They've expanded into 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and one down at the newest one down in Anderson. Now, we do business with them, and we're very, very pleased with doing business with Cornerstone Community Bank. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks, you know. You walk in and everybody knows your name, that kind of thing. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got a bunch of young Americans out here that have been putting flags up. We're going to talk to them and see what their feelings are about today and thank them for their service. We'll be right back.
You're in the Army now.
CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
And every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us.
Oh, Christina, what's the name of that song? Oh, she can't talk to me because I got all the mics on. Anyway, I'm going to remember that song. Have you heard that one before?
I haven't heard it.
No.
Hey, but I'd like to know who's singing it.
Yeah, my brother and co-host, Ted Leidy, has joined us. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster, a veteran-owned business, is located at 3208 South Market Street. And he is truly an expert when it comes to repairing windshields, whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. He doesn't take any chances with your family's safety. He fixes it. He fixes it in the old school way so it stays fixed. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. He puts it into a hermetically sealed area when he fixes it. Well, it's not hermetically sealed, but it's, you know, surrounded by stuff so that his way of repairing windshields works, and it works well. He fixed a crack on my windshield about 8 inches long 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. So kind of gives you an idea. Locally owned, locally run, veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
I'm going to be seeing him here directly. I got a big rock chip. It's been slowly but surely like wanting to crack, but not quite there. Have you ever seen that?
You've seen those. And some, you know, you get that one. Some of them are just like a little ding, but some of them, when it hits, it gets that star.
Yeah.
Right down there, Jeff, and he fixes it. Doesn't get any bigger. You know, today I was standing here on our window to the outside, and was watching the flags being put up, and I am here with Krista DiMercurio. Good morning. Getting close there.
Good morning, Carl.
You can pull that over closer to you so you don't have to climb onto the table there.
Got it. I'll eat the mic. Here we go.
And the Scoutmaster.
Yes, I am the current Scoutmaster for Troop 37 downtown Reading.
And your assistant Scoutmaster is?
My assistant Scoutmaster is Chef Cal DiMercurio.
Chef Cal is with us.
Yeah, well, when I'm not cooking, you know, but I started off as a Boy Scout, you know, back 50 some years ago, and to still see it thriving, it's quite a thing. We appreciate the boys and all their hard work.
Yeah. Okay, so Krista, tell me about this. Tell me about on days like this where you bring your troop out.
On days like this, Memorial Day, July 4th, anything patriotic where the flag needs to be seen, we come down here on Market Street and we post them all along the route along Market Street so that everybody can enjoy and be reminded of what today is about.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that's
okay,
great.
Okay. Well, introduce us to your third one out there is a little shy, but your other two, Isaac, hop in there.
Hello.
Is got to turn them all on. Hello. Try again.
Hello.
There you go.
Now you're rocking.
Yeah. Okay.
Good work.
So tell us who you are.
I'm Isaac DeMercurio, the son of the Scoutmaster and the Assistant Scoutmaster.
You had no choice, right?
Not really.
Okay. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. Of course you do. Okay, so what's this day mean to you, buddy?
Well, I think it's great that we're able to just be able to freely come out here and celebrate our past. I know there's probably a lot of veterans who lost people, family, and just regular people who lost family during the wars, and I think it's a great thing that we're able to come out here and honor them just by putting up the flags, even if it's not too much, you know, just anything to show them some recognition and respect.
I like that.
I think that's fantastic.
It is. It's honoring those who fell in the defense of our country. You got it, buddy. And you, who are you?
Hi, I'm Davis Williams. I am the only Eagle Scout in the troop right now, or only active Eagle Scout.
Now, Eagle Scout's big.
Oh,
Ted and I are very, very impressed by this. You know, I think one day in here we had like three Eagle Scouts in here one day from another, it was years ago. So, anyway, but how do you become an Eagle Scout?
Oh, you can give us the whole story.
Yeah.
Don't just tell us the project. I want to know the beginning to end.
The beginning to end of just that rank, or from like my entire scouting
career? How did you become an Eagle Scout?
I get to tell this
story. We've only got an hour and a half, but okay, go for it, buddy.
Well, I started out in one troop. I started out in Troop 42, and I worked my way up there, and I met a lot of nice people. And then there was one person who wasn't exactly nice, and that troop no longer exists.
Okay.
And then I found Troop 37. I found all these lovely people. And by that point, I was a first-class scout.
Ooh.
Basically from the scout rank to the first-class rank. It's a bunch of you-have-to-do-camping kind of stuff.
Right on.
Merit badges, right? You have all types of merit badges?
So after first-class, you actually need to get the merit badges. But before first-class, you can get them anytime.
Okay.
So, after I got into Troop 37, I started getting merit badges. I got the ranks I needed in order to get my Eagle rank, and then I put in the effort. I put a lot of time into my Eagle project. It was a nice little shelter for a tortoise over at Tortoise Acres. You should go check them out. And, now I'm here.
So you've made a tortoise shelter. And these are pretty big animals, aren't they?
Well, they get big.
Yeah, okay.
But the one I was dealing with was 6 years old, and it was only like a foot tall.
That's still pretty good.
What is a tortoise shelter made out of? What's it look like?
It looks like a shed in your backyard. You put tools in, except for that you don't put tools in there. You put a tortoise in there.
Like it's got a door and all that?
We had to segment the door in two, but it just has a really big door on the front.
Does it have like water or stuff like that, or is it just kind of just a shelter for it?
It's just a shelter.
It has no Wi-Fi system or stereo or a little,
It is
a
modernized
little bar or anything like that.
Out of all the animals in the animal world, it would seem that a tortoise would need a shelter the least.
You'd be surprised.
Well, here's the thing about tortoises.
I'm not saying it wasn't a worthy project.
Kind of tortoise.
Come on, it's a tortoise, man. Doesn't he just have his shelter wherever he goes?
A desert tortoise.
That was one of the coolest things about him.
Desert tortoises are protected because they're out in 29 Palms.
Walking on the road.
Yeah, and so if they're out there and out at 29 Palms, and we do a lot of maneuvers and stuff, you get into tortoise country and it's marked. I mean, it's marked.
Oh, yeah.
And you come, tanks coming up, LAVs rolling, and it hits the edge of that tortoise company. It's like an invisible wall. Everything goes around. And if you approach it, a desert tortoise and pick it up, it voids itself. It voids itself of urine. Well, that can kill it because it reabsorbs that moisture. It reabsorbs it. So, oh my gosh, you just do not want to get near a tortoise. I mean, that is like thousands of dollars. So, tortoises do need shelter. And so, good job.
Yep.
Yeah, that is very cool. People just don't, especially at your age, they just don't really understand the commitment that it takes. You know, how many years and how many years have you been a scout?
7, 8.
Yeah, see? And how old are you?
I'm 17 right now.
So half his life Yeah. Half his life he's been doing this, which is nuts.
I've been doing it in Cub Scouts, too, before that point.
Yeah, so he's been a scout as long as he can.
His whole life, yeah.
Now, Chris, so when you do this, so you put the flags out, so they're out here all day, and then tonight you come back and you pick them back up.
Yep, we will take them down, roll them up, and transport them back to their holding spot.
Okay.
I just think that's awesome. Hey, do you remember last year you were in here, too?
I do remember we were in here last year.
We were here and you were here together. I remember
that.
Yes,
we were.
I'm glad you all can remember that. So, yeah. No.
Were you here? I don't think you were here, Carl.
No, he was. I think Linda was, too. Maybe.
We're all here.
But it's really important for me to be a part of this because my uncle, which I never got to meet, he was killed in Vietnam. He went out to save a fellow soldier and he was killed in action rescuing him. His name was Dale Pearson.
So, Dale Pearson. You're being remembered today, buddy, and every year. And here's more than just one day.
I propose a toast.
I propose a toast with our coffee.
To Dale.
To Dale.
Thank you.
Strength and honor.
Yeah, it is my honor.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And thank you for so much for what you do.
Thank you for having us on. Maybe we'll see you next year.
Pretty sure.
Maybe you will.
Pretty sure.
I'm probably see you two later on this week.
You got it.
Okay. All right. Everybody, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Chef Calvary. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home. With quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank, you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Memorial Day 2024, 7:50 in the morning. And today is going to be just absolutely beautiful with a high near 91. It's going to start cooling off the rest of the week until next week. So the sunny, nice, and you can head on up to IGO today and be there by 10 o'clock. Be there probably before 10 for the ceremony. Last an hour, maybe. Gosh, you know, a little bit over an hour, not much. But it's a way of just remembering those who fell.
You're going to get your blues and go down there?
Say that again?
You're going to get your blues and go down there?
No. Not my blues.
Come on. Ride your
Ride
your truck down there?
Ride my truck down there and my blues? No. as long as you're in yours and riding in the back of the truck.
No, now you're calling me out, aren't you?
You started it. Hey, I'm here. It's Carl Botten. I'm here with Ted Leidy, my brother. Gosh, Ted, you know, I don't want to be, you know, like kind of maudlin today, but today is where you kind of remember those guys that we, men and women we served with, and who didn't make it, make it home.
And this day is becoming more and more important. Whether you think it is or it's not, it's becoming more important for us to continue to remember and for us to continue to remind those around us that what they have today was paid for.
Yeah.
It was paid for. This isn't just happened by accident, right? It was paid for. And the problem is a lot of them are forgetting that. A lot of our people are forgetting that around us. And so we need to talk about it more. This type of day needs to be a much larger holiday, not just barbecues and, you know, the unofficial start of summer. It really needs to be something, you know?
Well, it's the day that, you know, we fought for our freedoms. And, you know, this started during the Civil War, where hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Americans died. To make sure our Union stayed together in slavery. And to and after it was over, I mean, this was the worst kind of war. It was brother against brother.
Oh yeah.
It was families against families. It was fought with no quarter, and in many cases, the amount of destruction and total annihilation of property, animals, people. But it made our union what it is today. It kept our union together. And then the next wars after that, Spanish-American War, then of course World War One,
yep.
And then World War Two, yep. Korea, Vietnam, Desert Shield, Desert Storm. We can't forget that because we lost men and women in yep. that conflict.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, then Somalia rolled in after that, where we lost, you know, everybody go, oh, Black Hawk Down, but we lost other Marines, sailors, airmen during the time when we were trying to protect the people in Somalia.
That sure didn't move much. The needle hasn't moved much in that place, has it?
That was
not worthwhile. Yeah. That's one of those deals where you you think about the guys that died there, and you don't want to say it was a wasted mission, you know? You don't want to say that, but the bottom line is we didn't do anything there.
Well, okay, I'm going to disagree with you, and on this reason. On you talking long term, you're absolutely
right. I'm talking
right.
long term. Yeah. Today. If you looked at today, it looks like it did back then.
It's just as bad. But at that point, when we went in, we probably saved a generation, a whole generation of people that would have been dead. And we saved them. Now, we didn't have the political will to stay and to reestablish it.
The leadership. Yeah, that's what I call that.
Bill Clinton pulled
leadership.
Us out after the Mogadishu battle of Mogadishu. But before that, when we were there, the whole idea was disarming them as fast as we could. And if they didn't want to disarm, well, we'd fight you. And then bringing food and medical supplies to people. But as soon as we left, it turned back into a warlord country, in which it still pretty much remains as it is now. After that, of course, was 9/11 and then 21 years of war.
Yeah. Straight.
Straight. And sometimes it was real heavy, sometimes it wasn't, but there were still men and women dying out there. Boots were on the ground.
Getting blown up.
It's the only, when people talk about today's technology, the AI, the drones, blah, blah, you go on and on and on, but you don't control.
Until you have boots on the ground with weapons in their hands.
There you go.
That's when you're in charge.
That's when you're in charge.
You cannot be in charge besides that.
General Zimmer, when all these fighting groups would come through, I'd always end up giving a brief to senators and congressmen because I was I had the assessments branch of when the Iraqis could take over. And the bottom line is that Zimmer would always say, I need more men. If I can have more, we control the ground as long as we're there. But we have to leave because we don't have enough people here.
Right.
And finally, they made that decision to give us more people. And when it did, I think they brought over, another 50,000 over, for all of Iraq. Then we controlled it. And then at the same time, the Iraqis, the sheikhs, came in on our side. In Al-Anbar province, and that was, they decided that we were not their worst enemies. It was Al-Qaeda, and then we just stomped Al-Qaeda after that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Trump stomped Al-Qaeda.
Well, later on, but, after what happened.
You started the stomping.
It started the stomping, and so we left and turned it over to TUMEF, Marine Expeditionary Force. They finished it up. And then for as far as we were concerned out there, we were having 100-plus incidents a day of attacks, snipers, complex attacks. It had gone down to 2, maybe sometimes 1.
Let's see. Here's the problem.
That was 2000.
Here's the solution. Let's execute it with extreme prejudice. You want to know? I'll tell you a political will story. It's anecdotal, right? Anecdotal.
Yeah.
Juarez. Mexico is the most dangerous city on the planet, right?
Do we need to do this after the break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it time for a break?
It is.
Have you live read me yet? Have you
live
read NFI yet?
No.
Oh, we'll do it later.
We'll do NFI.
Right now. Not right now. I'm not ready.
Okay.
Dude, I'm just getting warmed up.
You just got back last night.
Well, listen to my
10.
Voice. It's gone from being on the range all day.
Well, and you've been wounded on your right arm, too.
Yeah.
I've got to look at his newest. What is that? Is that a plane?
That's a B-17.
B-17?
Yeah, that's a B-17. And when it's done, it'll come out good. It's just right now struggling a little bit, because I put it underneath hockey pads. And playing it, and it gets cooties in it.
And it does, yeah, I can imagine.
So I got Neosporin on it right now trying to fix it up. I think it'll be okay, but you'll notice on my parachute scenes I have this dude here, he's hanging in the harness. He's already given his life for his country. And I put him right there on my, see it.
Yeah.
So when I start feeling bad for myself, it'll tune me up because we both jumped out of planes.
Yeah.
And we both know how dangerous it is and can be.
It is.
And so,
especially if you're coming down in some spot where there's people waiting for you.
Right, right.
And that happens. You don't have much of a chance.
Huh? No, you don't. You just gotta fight your way out of it. So.
Yep. So.
All right. I guess we're gonna take a break.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
We're thankful for those, thankful for the things we've done. And we can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There's an awful lot of damage to be cleaned up, and many lives have been lost in another round of severe weather. It hit over the weekend. It's not over yet, according to forecasters. They say that today brings a threat of severe storms from the southeast to the northeast.
Deadly storms swept through Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kentucky this weekend. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear declared a state of emergency early Monday.
We have one fatality, and we haven't heard of any other injuries outside of that. Make sure you stay safe.
A tornado Saturday night led to 7 deaths in Cook County, Texas, including 2 young children. The storm hit a rural area with a mobile home park. Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke from Valley View, where dozens of people rode out the storm in the bathroom of a truck stop as the building's roof and walls were sheared away.
More than 200 homes and structures were listed as destroyed.
Audio courtesy WFAA. I'm Jennifer King.
And the violent weather blamed for at least 18 deaths and hundreds of injuries. Japan and South Korea say North Korea has launched a missile into the sea just hours after announcing plans to put a rocket into orbit, apparently carrying North Korea's second military spy satellite. Lest we forget, this is Memorial Day, a day to honor and remember those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
This dates back to the war between the states. Memorial Day was first known as Decoration Day in memory of the 600,000 personnel that died in that particular war.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, taking note of the long history and noble tradition of Memorial Day. Israel has hit terror targets in Rafah. The Israeli military says a senior Hamas commander was killed in Gaza City, said to be the final Hamas stronghold. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
French President Macron has decided to lift the state of emergency in the French Pacific territory of New Caledonia.
The state of emergency was part of efforts to end spiraling unrest in New Caledonia by France, which has also deployed thousands of troops. It's being lifted to allow meetings to take place with the main pro-independence party over planned voting reforms. The police have been unable to regain control of parts of the capital, Noumea. The international airport in the Pacific Territory is to remain closed to commercial flights.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. Defense officials in NATO member Poland are laying out plans to strengthen the country's eastern border with Russia and Russia's ally Belarus. The government says that Poland, which does support Ukraine in the ongoing war with Russia, is being targeted by hostile actions from Russia as well as Belarus. News and analysis, townhall.com. He was a songwriter for Disney, the man behind some very popular tunes of yesteryear, songs for Disney and beyond. Has died.
The reason we even think of that as a word is because of Richard M. Sherman, who wrote that song with his late brother Robert for the movie Mary Poppins. Their work on that movie earned them the Best Score Oscar and Best Song for Chim Chim Cheree. They wrote that song too, credited as the most publicly performed song ever because of Disney parks. They wrote the music for Winnie the Pooh, The Jungle Book, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. The Sherman Brothers' pop hits include You're 16 for Ringo Starr and Tall Paul for Annette Funicello.
Correspondent Margie Zaraletta. After a parade of 22 witnesses, testimony over at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York, next comes closing arguments, and they are expected to commence tomorrow. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy, my brother from another mother. Today is the official Memorial Day. Not official, but this is the Memorial Day that we celebrate, and it's been like this. Of course, the real official Memorial Day is the 30th. Of May, and there'll be a ceremony there too. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. 8:05 in the morning in the news, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our phone lines here 530-605-4567. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, there, Christina.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I love Christina. She's always so chipper.
Isn't she? Isn't she just,
it's just always good for her. Well, you know.
Yeah, you know. She works in a great place.
Yeah, that's true.
For sure.
I keep telling her that all the time. Sometimes
I feel like to work.
Sometimes
I
have to
home.
Threaten her to for that she, you know, that she agrees with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true.
Love you.
So
she's
you
always,
too.
Always been just very, very genuine
she's
and funny.
Sweetheart.
And she understands what we're trying to do here,
yeah.
Which I like.
She likes. We know she comes from a war-torn land. And
right.
She understands what freedom is and how freedom is so easy to have it taken away by others. So.
Of course. And, like, unfortunately, the war makes me to appreciate every moment and everything what I have. But at the same moment, it's really painful for me to see when people are not appreciating.
Oh, yeah.
They
forget.
We've had conversations. She says, I don't understand what these people, you know, why some Americans are so angry. They just
forget.
They have no concept.
Mm-mm.
Well, they have no concept. Well, first, let's do the weather. Then we get back into this.
All right.
Today, it's going to be a high near about 91. The rest of the week's going to be beautiful, my friends. Lows in the mid 60s, highs in the, you know, 88, 90. The hottest it's going to get is next Saturday when it's got a high near about 95. But then it's cooling off to 64 that evening. So it's going to be a beautiful week.
It's my kind of week.
Oh, yeah.
Especially late May.
Yeah.
My kind of week right here.
Because you teach everywhere, and it's not so hot.
Right.
You get people out there early in the morning. And
so shoot in the morning and classroom in the afternoon, and it works out well.
Air-conditioned classroom.
Yeah, it works out well.
Okay.
My alligator's getting ready to go in the classroom. Have you been by to see my alligator?
Let me finish this, and then I'll ask you about it. Oh, that alligator.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
We'll talk
about
the weather. We'll come back to it.
Well, I'm finished weather, but the weather is brought to you, though, by a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane and Chuck Kenny and the Kenny family. They've been doing this for about 25 years. They do treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got payment plans. They're there to help you. Make sure you have the propane that you need when you need it. At Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach him at 530-365-3793. And when he said his alligator, now I know Ted well enough, and I'm thinking, did he pick up an alligator on one of his, when you were just down in Florida or someplace, right?
Yeah, in 2022, yeah.
Well, And then you were back down south, though, weren't you, on your
Yeah, this year I hunted in South Carolina, Georgia, Louisiana, and Utah.
See, Louisiana, you could have gotten an alligator there.
Oh, there was alligator. Everywhere I looked, there was an alligator.
Yeah, you could have brought one home. But
could have brought down
the one that you're talking about is when you went to Africa.
No, Florida.
Oh, you hunted one? Oh.
Alligators are from Florida, yeah. Or alligators are from the U.S.
Did you get one in you shot one, though.
Yeah.
In Africa.
Yeah, that was a crocodile.
That was a crocodile.
Yeah.
So did you shoot an alligator, too?
I shot an alligator in Florida, yeah. So the alligator's done. He's in my garage taking up a whole space where I park in a huge crate.
How big a mount is the alligator? Is this like a full?
No, he's a half mount. So he is about 37 inches long. So he's going to come out of the wall 37 inches. Coming over a log with all sorts of ferns and grass and all stuff with his mouth wide open.
And
it's
so
really
Lisa's
cool.
Lisa's letting you put that, what, in the living room?
No, I could put it in my safe room or I could put it in my classroom. I don't know which. I've got a great spot in each room for it.
You have no room in your gun room.
It's going to take up a lot of room in the
gun room.
You've
already got, I mean, you walk in there and there's all these eyes looking at you.
I've already moved three of those animals to the classroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my classroom over on Lake Boulevard next to Shasta Lanes, where I teach my CCWs and all that right now.
Yeah.
I've got three animals over there now.
Mm-hmm.
So the safe room is opening up, but I have 11 more animals at Ryan Spilt's Booner Taxidermy that are going to be coming through mm-hmm. in the next, you know, 4 or 5 years. So I need to figure that out.
Well, you know, I've got a spot right here on the wall for the Cape Buffalo.
I think that's where the Cape Buffalo should go.
Cape Buffalo should go right there where I can sit here and I can look at it.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. Right there. There's a spot for it.
It's right there.
Because I don't have any place for it.
We'll put a little plaque underneath it. You know, Ted Lighty, Africa, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah.
Yeah,
there you
that'd
go.
Be cool.
Then if any of our shows have a problem with that, I'll just tell them close the door.
Yeah,
go look
they
at
shouldn't
it.
Have a they shouldn't
they,
have a
you know, well,
problem with it.
Our shows range from... Our shows range all over the political spectrum here.
Well,
in
I get it.
CNR, as they should, because this is the home of freedom of speech right
well,
here.
Here's what I tell them. They eat meat, so they're killing their own animals, too. I just have the gumption to look it in the eyeball when I'm killing it. They eat meat, so they're killing their own animals. So don't act like I'm
the bad guy
here.
Have you ever eaten alligator?
Yeah.
So have I.
It's not bad. Good.
It's a big thing down there. It's what do they call them? Gator tots or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, they're
like chicken McNuggets made out
yeah,
of a gator.
Gator
yeah,
McNuggets.
They eat the heck out of them, man.
Oh, man.
And they're good.
And the only other thing I've
tasty.
Seen people...
They're kind of fatty.
Yeah. Well, they're tasty.
Yeah, and they're good.
The only thing I've seen that people go crazier over is cheese curds.
Oh, in Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin.
Oh, man. I love me some cheese curds in Wisconsin.
The first time I had was we were hunting back there,
yeah.
pheasant hunting. And, you know, like here in California, you go to a Mexican restaurant, you get chips and salsa. When you go to a place in Wisconsin, no matter what place it is, you get cheese curds.
And they're so good.
Oh, and every one of them has their own special recipe. Oh, yeah. Ours is the best cheese curds. We wouldn't know because we throw them in our mouths and chew them with, you know, Tabasco sauce. That's the way I do it. So.
Very good.
Very good.
I was going to tell you my political will story. This is a story of how you can do it if you want to do it. You just have to want to.
Well, we have goofed off enough, so I'm going to take an early break, a 3-minute early, because I want to hear the whole story.
Well, it's a quick one.
Okay. All right.
Here's the thing. One of the safest, actually, they said it was the safest city in America is El Paso, Texas. You've been to El Paso.
Yeah.
Right. The most dangerous city is Juarez, and they connect, right?
Yeah.
They connect right
yeah,
there.
Across the river.
So I'm sure if somebody wanted to do a good story, they could go to El Paso, and they could talk to those city leaders there, because you know that violence wants to spill over.
Oh, yeah.
It wants to. But it doesn't. Somehow they keep that violence on one side of the border, and I'd like to know how they did it, because it would take that city would be overrun with violence if you let it, right? I mean, it would just be an extension of Juarez if you let it. But somehow,
how are they doing that?
I don't know, but I can tell you how they're doing it. They want to do it. The community wants to do it, and therefore they hold their elected officials accountable for making that happen. That's how you do it. Period. End of story. We just decided that's how we're going to do it.
You support your law enforcement?
Zero tolerance.
Yeah.
Hire a lot of cops. As soon as something shows up, you prosecute it to the fullest extent of the law. You don't cut them any breaks. You don't let them live on your streets. I mean, it just goes on and on. We could do that anywhere we wanted to. We just have to have the political will to do it. And we have some elected officials here that have the will. And I think that's one of the reasons why Redding is still the best city in California to live in, is because we do have some elected officials that have that kind of will. They're like, no, we're not going to become Sacramento.
Well, I can tell you what, Brian Barner, our new police chief.
And the sheriff, both.
And the sheriff, and Mike Johnson. The first thing that Brian Barner said was quality of life. And he has been sweeping. They've had these. And I hadn't seen him before. And I'm not saying that before was wrong or anything, but he has started putting out these retail theft teams out there. And they're catching 10, 12 of them at a time. And they are taking them off the streets because they find that probably half of them have already got warrants on them. But they're making a, you know, they're trying to make a dent.
And they are making a dent.
Well,
I want to thank them for that.
I was in Walmart the other day.
Oh, I was going to give a Walmart story. You tell your Walmart story first.
Well, I talked to this lady there and that worked there. And she said they lost $6 million last year at this Walmart.
Only.
And I said, $6 million? Because I remember speaking to law enforcement 7 years ago, something like that. It was $3 million. And I thought, here? Well, now it's doubled. And she said, well, it's not all just retail, you know, from people coming in. It's also employee theft because that's a problem.
Sure.
But the other thing, too, is a lot of times I'll have stuff come in marked $100 and it's really $2.
They
write that off. And all, I mean, but still, $6 million out of one Walmart in a town of 98,000 people.
Well, and the biggest quality of life issue on that is they pass that on to the pass that cost on to us.
Yeah.
But worse than that is they lock everything up.
Oh.
You want to buy a pair of socks? You got to go find someone to open up the little cabinet so you could buy a pair of socks. I don't want to do that. I want to pick up a pair of socks and go pay for them.
I was getting a, just like kind of like one of these dustbusters you can use inside your, in your car.
Sure.
Locked up.
Sure.
Toothbrushes locked up.
Hair products locked up. Everything that's unique.
Underwear
locked up. Yeah, because and so that's a quality of life thing for me. I don't want to have to do that.
No,
I don't have to.
But we have.
I don't have to spend 20 minutes to get a pair of socks.
I've got to find somebody, and I mean, you know, it's you still got to go look for somebody and say, hey, can you open this up for me?
Oh, I got to go find the key.
Well, they usually have the keys. I mean, I haven't seen that one yet, but yeah, but that happens. I can't unlock them. I'm too new here. Let me get you somebody.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was at Walmart. You know, Lisa and I are on this Japanese peanut kick. You know what Japanese peanuts are? Yeah, so we're on this kick. We got Japanese peanuts, right? But the problem is they don't carry them anywhere. So
a Japanese? This better not be something that gets me thrown off the air.
No, Japanese peanut is a peanut that is coated
with wasabi.
Wasabi and other stuff to make it taste good in a coating. So
and they're little green ones.
Yeah, no, ours are like brown.
Okay.
But they have spices and stuff in them, right? Oh, they're so good. So anyway, they're made by Sabritas, this company, right? So you got to go find them. So we'll have a date.
I'm sitting in here over here chortling, thinking of you and Lisa walking around different stores trying to find.
We go to every little store.
Wasabi.
And we buy every single one of them. Like, they think we're crazy. They say, oh, here it is right here. And I say, I'll take all of them. And we put them in our pantry, right? And then they're like our little treat. We do it together as a husband and wife. They're like our little treat, these Japanese peanuts, right? So we got to go from place to place to place. Well, we figured Walmart was for sure. Walmart has everything, right? I mean, you can live in Walmart. So we went to Walmart. They didn't have any. But my point is, while I was there, I probably saw 5 Redding police cruisers in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
At the intersections, everywhere. They were everywhere. And I thought, yeah, that's that retail theft piece, man. Those guys are serious about it. So I want to thank the chief and every one of his warriors for trying to make a difference in that.
Okay. Yes. You know, Christine is waving at me, and she's getting ready to shoot a flare-up. But, yes, we're going to take a break.
Oh, fine.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, rated number one in the Record Searchlight poll, the best of the North State. And there's a reason. They are because, let me think, they are the best in the North State. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. But it's their attitude. They are locally, it's locally owned, locally operated, a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, such friendly people in there. And you can trust them, all types of integrity at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive If you're looking for jewelry, do yourself a favor. Go in there, and I bet they can help you. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. That's your thing.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Christina, I can just tell you, you are knocking them out of the park today there, honey.
She always does.
Oh, yeah, but today she said, do you want, like, military songs today? And I said, go for it. And you, it, what was that one where they were talking about 21 guns? It was when the Boy Scouts were on. So that was like 7:30.
So it was Trace Atkins.
Oh, uh-huh. Trace Atkins, yeah.
If I'm spelling right, Alligator.
What's it called?
I cannot spell it. I'm sorry, Carl. I'll just give you the name later.
Okay, thank you.
I just don't want to...
No, that's okay.
...misspell the nice name of the song.
No, that's okay. You just remember it and then tell me afterwards. But 21 Guns and all that.
Yes.
Yeah, that
I'll
was,
write
was,
down. I have it for you.
I know you do. Dude, thanks.
Can I request a song?
Of course.
Can you play Paradise by Craig Morgan?
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love me some Craig Morgan. You know, he just reenlisted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big country star. He just reenlisted at the Grand Ole Opry.
In reserves or
in reserves, in full uniform.
Ooh.
In his pinks, man. Full reserve. He's a full reservist. He somehow got promoted to warrant officer. I don't know how that happened from enlisted, so.
Well, they do that.
Yeah. I mean, he's
was he in the Army?
Finishing. Yeah, he was active duty. He was in the 82nd Airborne Division. Went to Panama and everything.
Well, that's our warrant officers. They all come from the ranks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, in the Army.
I just don't know what he's doing. Probably a PR job or something, you know.
In the Army, though, you could, especially during NAM, I don't know now, but they'd sign up, they'd pass all the things for helicopter pilots, and they were made warrant officers.
Sure.
You had a lot of warrant officers flying in a helicopter.
Almost all of our rotary wing pilots were warrant officers that were enlisted at first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So they go to school down there in Alabama, Fort Rucker.
Yeah. Marine Corps, you know, you've got to be an officer to go to flight school.
Oh, really? But,
yeah. Even though a lot of them go rotary wing, but a lot of them go fixed wing, too.
Yeah.
So, but you've got to you've already got to be an officer when you go where the Army had the warrant officer. So here you are, you're 18 years old, maybe 19.
Yeah.
And they give you a Huey gunship.
Yeah.
And tell you, send you to Vietnam and tell you, okay, go get them.
Yeah.
I mean, my cousin, and, Chuck Kinney was a helicopter pilot in the same...
Was he enlisted? Did he start enlisted?
I think... No. He went... Once he got through his I'll have to ask him, but he got his wings, and they made him... You know, you're a warrant officer then.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So, but maybe he was already an officer. I've got to find out, because, gosh, Chuck and I, we've talked about it many times, and I just, you know, he was flying in the same... even the same squadron that my cousin flew in, but my cousin was there earlier, but he was still known there. So, and Chuck knows who he is and met him at these Vietnam helicopter reunions.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, there's so many stories that are just
wonderful. What, Chuck Kinney from Shasta Gas Propane? He's something, ain't he?
He is
something.
I tell you what.
Yeah, he's a great American.
He is
a
warrior. And he goes back to Vietnam on a regular basis to find MIAs.
I love that.
Yeah.
Shasta Gas Propane, people.
There he is.
Support him. Hell yeah. And a great man.
He's a great man. I mean, he's just really, really a fine man.
Solid.
Yeah. Solid, yep.
Yep.
What was the thing I had there? Oh, Bass Pro Shop, one of your favorite places.
Yep.
Bass Pro Shop's CEO said, we're gonna try and hold the prices. You know, inflation has been such a killer out there. He says, we're going to try and hold the prices. It doesn't do us any good to have things on shelves. He says, plus the fact, the whole premise behind Bass Pro Shop was to have affordable stuff that people could buy. And he just came out the other day and they were in an interview and said, no, we're going to do everything we can to either lower prices, keep them the way they are so that people at least have a chance to go to the shops and buy something there at a reasonable price. When we were just talking about earlier, you can't even go to Burger King or McDonald's without, you order a meal and it's like $12. It's
15, yeah.
In many cases, it's 15. And it's gotten to the point that fast food
is expensive.
Is no longer people going there because it was cheap.
Right.
Now it's kind of like, oh, I can't afford to take my family to McDonald's? Come on. I mean, we've gotten to that spot in our country right
now. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Everything is so expensive. It's just nuts. And speaking of Bass Pro, on 1 July, which is just a little over a month away, we're getting hit with that 11% excise tax in the state of California put on all guns, ammunition, and shooting equipment. Anything that has to do with the guns is going to be 11% more.
Targets.
Targets, yeah.
So, everything.
So that means... You paid 11% already to the feds on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that excise tax funds the Pittman-Robertson Act.
Right.
Then you've got another 11% from the state of California.
That act, though, that money goes back into game programs. And
yeah, it's supposed to go into a habitat development, shooting programs, things like that. But what it really does, it goes into the general fund and funds resource officers for them.
Right.
Right, which is fine with me. Then you've got the 11% from the state that's brand new.
Right.
It's like a cigarette or a booze tax. They're just trying to tax you out of what they don't want you to buy, right? So, and plus it's free money for them. So you got the 11% from the feds, the 11% from the states, 22% plus sales tax, 29%. That means every single bullet you buy, 30% of it is taxed. Every $100 you spend, $30 of it's going to be taxed.
Which means then, when you're buying, like you said, anything that has to do with I didn't know, I thought it was just guns and ammo, but you're saying anything has to do with shooting sports. Does that mean holsters?
Well,
I don't know.
Details of it are not part of my story.
Ammo and guns.
For sure, ammo and guns.
And, and that money is going to, quote, safety programs, right?
Which is a waste of time and money. Unless, you know, you give it to somebody like one of our elected officials who could figure it out. But safety programs mean to a California legislator is you name it, it's a safety program, right? It's actually a slush fund for their buddies.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here, get back on time. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell started her business in 1993. Now you have all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. With insurance going, I mean, I keep hearing insurance nightmare stories. A lady was last night, her house insurance went up, I think it's like almost $1,000 a month. It's crazy. And then, of course, with inflation and everything that's going, what we're just talking about, what about your retirement plans? What about your retirement plans, your 401ks? Well, how about getting a free review and evaluation over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial? Just give them a call at 530-221-0441. Judy treats her customers like friends. We do business with Judy. We're real happy with that. She, again, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
Halloween Wild Lantern Festival is now extended through June 2nd due to popular demand at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., featuring 10 acres of illuminated botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lanterns, plus music, food and drinks, fun interactive activities, live performances on select nights, and much more. Glowing Wild Lantern Festival, open now through June 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies Insurance may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Once I was a soldier, not afraid to die. Now I'm a little older, not afraid to cry. Every day I'm thankful just to be alive.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Ted's my runner, my co-host today, my brother, today on Memorial Day. And a lot of these songs kind of like bring back memories. And
you know, that song is sung by Craig Morgan, and he's a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division. He had a very good career. I think he did about 6 or 8 years before he started doing the guitar thing. And, uh-huh. and all of a sudden, one thing, he got picked up, and he had to get out to go to Nashville. He did the reserves for a long time, but he never did get enough to retire. So... of course, you know, he's got a whole string of hits, Redneck Yacht Club, and, you know, he's friends with, he's a Nashville insider and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, he's a really quality dude, and he just reenlisted for the last time on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry.
Great.
And he did a show there in his full dress.
His dress uniform?
Yeah, it was awesome. I saw a video of it. I wasn't there. I wish I was there.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by another place that's awesome, Cypress Square Barbershop, which is our, Ted and mine, our barbershop of choice.
Man's last stronghold.
There you go. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, located right in the Cypress Square, of course, but it's right off Athens Avenue. You can kind of see where Lucky Miller's used to be, and just kind of, if you're standing there facing that, kind of casually turn to your right, and there it is.
Once you get your hair cut there, you'll never go anywhere.
You'll never go anywhere else. That's
good people, straight edge your neck like they're supposed to, you know, straight razor your neck, all that kind of good stuff.
Warm lather there.
Warm lather, ooh.
And you can make an appointment at 530-244-9478. That's kind of like we do.
Yeah. And I'm going on Wednesday. My appointment's on Wednesday. I'm every 3 weeks.
Yeah. Kind of synced into there. Yeah, it's
are you about every 3 weeks?
Yeah,
too?
Because they'll say, oh, Ted was just here, or Ted was coming in tomorrow, or something like that. Anyway, it's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. All right, we're giving away, KCNR, and Ted and Carl are giving away 2 tickets.
Taste of Reading,
but these are $50 tickets each, so that's $100 worth of tickets, my friends, but wait before you call. Here's the question. When did KCNR start broadcasting? What year did KCNR start broadcasting?
You must call in and tell us.
Christina knows the answer. We had to figure it out. What year did, I think we're right,
It's ringing now.
Yeah, it's going now. Number. There you go. So, whoever gets the right answer. Yep, phones are going.
I love it. Let's do this.
Well, I would too. I mean, for $100 worth of ticket. And Taste of Reading is so cool anyway. I mean,
Where's it at?
It's going to be at down there at City of Reading, the Sculpture Garden, and they're all over the place. And it's once you get in there, I mean, the food and libations are free.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's a great time. Ted and Lisa and Carl and Linda will be down there.
Yep.
But you're going to be running a little bit late. Tell people why.
So on June 9th, starting at 9 o'clock, we're going to be at the Reading Gun Club, for those of you who are interested. For those of you who like to shoot for money, we are hosting a fundraiser for a good friend of ours, Casey Moore. And Casey Moore is a 25-year-old breast cancer warrior, and she's in the middle of a fight. And, you know, they didn't have a lot of health insurance, and so they've got all these expenses. So I got together with some folks in the community. Troy Wicker's out at the Shannon, out at the Bonnie Craig's Ranch. He's a cowboy out there, and a couple others of us. We got the money together, and we bought some guns, and we're going to have lunch. You can buy lunch there, or if you go online to usgunpro.com and you buy $100 worth of shoot tickets, your lunch is paid for. In addition, you'll get an extra raffle ticket for a gift basket that I put together with a free CCW class in it. That's $314 for that class, plus hats and mugs and all kinds of stuff. And you'll get, if you register online and buy one pack of tickets for $100, you're going to get an extra ticket for that basket. In addition, anybody who donates $100 worth of tickets in your name, we're also going to have a raffle for those tickets. If you're not going to come out, if you're just going to donate the tickets, we're going to have a raffle game where you can win more tickets as long as you're pre-registered. So you buy $100 worth of tickets, you can get a free raffle basket. In addition, you can get more tickets because we're going to raffle those off too. Because some people will just donate the money; they won't come. Those donate $100, and we're going to make money on those folks. So
okay,
and it's from 9 to 1 on June 9th. We're going to have Buddy Backers, Turkey Shoot, Last Man Standing, Annie Oakley. We're going to do a 60-40 split on the pot. We'll have a 50-50 raffle, and we're going to have a cornhole game for $5 a toss for a gun. So there's going to be a gun on that cornhole game. I just haven't decided what it's going to be.
$5 a toss. You mean I pay $5, and if I get it in, do I get a chance to win again?
You get it, yeah. So you can play as much as you want to, $5 a toss, right? The games are $10, five shooters at a time. If you win the game, you get 40% of 50, right? And then you can play that game 10 times on a $100 ticket pad. You can sign up at the door, or you can pre-register at usgunpro.com. Just go to free events or fundraisers when you get there. And then you'll be in for all of the free lunch, free gift basket, and free raffle tickets that people are just going to donate.
Make sure you give me a write-up on this so we can talk about it.
I certainly will.
Do your live reads.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
By the way, Chris won the Taste of Reading tickets. Had the right year and everything. So, Chris, congratulations.
Right on, Chris.
Thanks for listening, and come on down and pick up your tickets before the 9th of before the 9th of June. Otherwise, if it's like the 8th of June, of course, we'll be calling you. I have your phone number, and I will call you and say you haven't gotten your tickets. And if you go, I've changed my mind, and I'm going to give those tickets away again. We've had somebody that did not use their tickets for this one event, and it just...
Torqued you?
It torqued me a little bit because, first of all, thanks for listening and calling in. But, you know, when we give away tickets to some specific events,
right?
Because we want people to go to them.
Right.
And I understand when things change because we've had people say, hey, if Carl is back, Carl, we can't make it.
Right.
So we just take those tickets out and give them away again. So Anyway, I doubt if Chris is going to not pick up these tickets. Thanks for listening, and thanks for letting us know.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phone. Stone. Stone, you're on.
I'm here. I'm sorry there's always a delay.
Well, yes. You know why there's a delay?
Because people like me.
Yes, there you go. Oh, the other day, somebody was on the phone and used the S word, just totally surprised us all, but our producer was on it. Boom, got it.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Just said, it was just total, I mean, it's just kind of like out of the blue at the end of, yeah, and they used the S word, and Ben, I saw Ben was levitating back there with the delete button. He finally got to use it.
The S word like Sierra? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Sierra.
Hardly a bad
Sierra
word.
Hotel. Started out like that.
That's hardly a bad
okay.
word.
Okay. Well,
the FCC doesn't like
it. The FCC, don't, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
yeah,
Stone, what you got?
I'll try to get in before the break. Hey.
We'll take the break when it's time. So, whenever.
Okay. Okay, you know, as a veteran myself, when people thank me for my service, this is what I tell them. Well, I appreciate the comment. What I tell them is, as a civilian, if you would like to thank a veteran for their service, here's how you do it. You continue to fight for freedom and liberty in our constitutional republic, individually, citizens, at the local level, state level, whatever level.
Yep.
And that's how we honor our veterans. It's continuing the fight, even as a citizen. Even me as a retired military, I still fight as a citizen. And that's a really, really good way to honor. And quickly, there's two court battles going on that people can donate to help fight for such rights in our constitutional republic. The Mark Baird open carry lawsuit to keepandbear.com. It's already in the Ninth Circuit. It's gaining traction quickly. And, you know, a $5, $10 donation instead of a Big Mac will really help fight for our freedoms and our liberties regarding the Second Amendment.
Absolutely.
And the second one quickly, is the Laura Hobbs election contest. It's in the courts. We're going to have a hearing here very quickly. It's going to be settled prior to November. She has a donation website. Give, send, go. Just search for Laura Hobbs, and it'll pop right up. And that is to get a fair and transparent election. We have to honor our veterans by continuing these fights. And lastly, there's the National Cemetery Administration that there are dozens and dozens, probably 100 to 200 national cemeteries throughout this country, our beautiful country. Is obviously one of them, but the next one closest, there's several in the Bay Area. I've been to the Golden Gate National Cemetery in San Bruno, south of San Francisco. Beautiful place. So, you know, as you travel around the country on vacation and stuff, look up the National Cemetery System and go visit a couple of them. They're out there, just wonderful places. Anyways, that's all I have unless you had a question.
No,
I think your comments were right on point there, Stone.
The one down in San Diego also is beautiful, overlooks the bay out there. It's the one in San Diego is beautiful too. And you go there, but you can't forget why you're there, too. These
right.
are all people that served our country. Okay. Thanks, Stone. You know what I say when somebody says thank you for your service? Because I'm not embarrassed when they say that. And my answer to that is it's an honor to serve this country.
Right.
Yeah. I know how. I know
the same thing. I just look at him and go, it was my honor.
It was my honor to serve this country. Yep. And you.
This great country.
And, you know, and you can talk about all the institutions, but in reality, what we're fighting for, when we're over there, it's, you know, it's our brothers and sisters. But we're also fighting for the people here in this country. That's
right.
Who we're defending, you know.
Now we're in the fight for our way of life,
yeah.
for our culture.
I think so.
For who we are as a country. They're trying to fundamentally change it. And we
okay.
need to, you know, I don't want to look like a fundamentalist because I'm not. Of course, the first thing they do to us is try to paint us as fundamentalists.
Yeah.
Not true.
Knuckle dragging.
Right.
You know, people with that have no concept of what liberty is, because many of these people, like I see with this anti-Semitism, have never been in these countries that they're proclaiming their support for. If they would, if they lived there, they thought there, just lived there, they would have a completely different
Absolutely.
Viewpoint of truly what Hamas is in their legions of murderers.
Well, those people who are protesting, they're easily led.
The rich elite.
They're deceived very easily.
These students are going to places whose tuition is 100, six figures. And yep. I mean, these are privileged people who then want to have their student loans forgiven. But anyway, they haven't looked at life and they haven't been there.
But they've
Christina
been told.
Knows more about war than they will ever know.
Absolutely. So. And they've been told their whole lives that they're smarter than everybody. That's why they're in that school.
Yep.
So what they say goes.
We've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
In America.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Your vacation is over. But the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
This year's Redding Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
That's the way to finish.
I love me some Toby. Today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. Ted's my co-host today, my brother from another mother.
If you don't start raising your hand, raising your fist, and yelling that song as loud as you can with a red solo cup in your hand.
There you go.
You need to go to school.
Yeah. Go out one night with Ted and I. You'll be raising
I'll
that hand.
I'll school you.
Okay. Fun. Hey, welcome back today. At 10 o'clock out at IGO, Veterans Cemetery out there, they're going to have the ceremony. I would recommend you start leaving right now, though, to get out there and
get
parking and all that, because it's
pretty busy.
Yeah, we only got like 4 or 5 minutes left. And, okay, of course, Buford.
The dog.
Buford the dog.
Should I get another dog? I should get another dog.
You should get another dog.
Yeah.
You should get another dog. But you've got 3 cats, including the fire cat.
Yeah.
But,
I don't. My wife does.
But Buford is he's a short-haired dog, but God, my gosh, he sheds. So I broke down, Linda and I, because she was vacuuming 4 times a week.
Yeah.
So I got a Shark. It's the same thing, it's like a Roomba. It's an automatic house, the little thing goes around. And I have my doubts, right?
Of course you do. How can that work?
Well, let me tell you how simple it is. I got the app on it, and I hate apps, but put it in a spot. It loads itself into it. It empties itself, and then it mapped the house the first time. It just went all the way around, mapped the house where, we closed doors. We said, there's no reason for you to have to be in here. Just get the main areas. And it mapped the house, and it shows me what it mapped, and I can name those areas. And then goes back by itself, empties, recharges, and then here it comes. And I tell you what, it has picked up so much dog hair because it goes back and forth through the rooms, and it just constantly goes under things. It hits something, and it goes around it. And then it was signaling to me it was stuck on a cliff. It's what it said, stuck on cliff. And it was our air intake on the floor. It had gotten on there, but it perceived that it was a drop, even though there was a grate there. So I had to moved it over, and off it went again. And then when I couldn't find it one time, I said, it says, find robot. And I hear this, ee, ee, ee. It was still working. I just didn't know where it was at. So I went over, yep, there it is. And it reaches a certain point in its battery. It runs back, reloads itself, and comes back out again.
That's amazing.
So last night I hit go back to dock because it was like 9:30 at night, 10. Oh, I've got $20 in Black Bear Diner bucks. $20, the first caller. $20 in Black Bear Diner bucks. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. And you get $20 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks.
I can taste the
Christina reminded me, Black
right
Bear, you
now
forgot. People are waiting. Yes.
And call
in fact, the first two callers.
Oh, we're doing two times.
I'm going to do. The first two callers get $20 a piece of Black Bear Diner bucks. Here they come.
Damn, that's enough for a meal.
Yeah, well, it used to be. Well, I tell you, Black Bear Diner, though, frankly, two people could eat off of one plate there.
Oh, yeah, and they have so much food.
We know Bruce and Michelle Dean, he's the founder of it. And they haven't backed off a bit on putting a lot of food there. Anyway, so last night I hit dock, and then I watched it. The thing turns around and zips. Well, as fast as they can zip, goes straight back to the dock, redocks itself, and then you hear this like a vacuum cleaner where it cleans it out. And I've gotten 2 huge handfuls of hair out of it just in already. So
I might go start looking at some dogs. I'm starting to miss Carl.
You know what? Yeah, and Carl and Buford
kind of
the same dog. Yeah. So
and they seem like they got the same attitude also.
Oh my gosh, his dog is so friendly. And when we're trying, you know, we want to put him in a crate when we're leaving. And he rolls over on his back and he starts wiggling and he doesn't want to go in the crate. And that's his way of saying, oh, come on, look how cute I am. You don't want to put me in there.
Yeah. So
I get him up and he lays down and I push him across the floor
to get him in the crate.
Till he gets close and then he goes, okay, I got it. You know, he gets in the crate, throw him a bunch of snacks, and then we come back and he's, anyway.
Ready to go out.
Ready to go out. Yeah, we take him on walks all the time. So
good.
Anyway.
Good. That's so good.
Hey, buddy. Memorial Day, I know we both lost people that we cared about during this day. For me, it's been, 2006, my last combat tour, and I got back in 07. But I lost the last person in 06, right before, a couple months before we were leaving, and which was affected a lot of people there. Megan McClung was well known, Major McClung. And she was well known in our unit there, and so it was a big loss.
You know, we're still losing them.
Oh, yeah.
I got a call night before last about a suicide guy from the 82nd.
Still going on. Yeah. 20 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't forget that.
No, let's not.
Because you know it's a loss. He may not have been shot. Or blown up or whatever, but it's still a
combat loss.
It's still a combat
loss. They come home and they're not right.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And sometimes it draws out over 20 years.
It does.
Before they take their own lives. So.
Yeah. Anyway, buddy.
I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, my brother.
Definitely.
Okay. We'll be back tomorrow. And we've got, I believe it's Haven Humane's rolling in with us tomorrow. Everybody, have a great day. Please get out to IGO if you can. And.